Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Feminine Reset Emotional Strength Daily. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the crazy roller coaster of life with a little grace, a whole lot of sass, and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving into something super important. Overcoming shame and guilt to find inner peace. Ever feel like those two pesky gremlins are constantly whispering doubts in your ear? You know that feeling when you mess up and suddenly you're drowning in self-criticism? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We all make mistakes, we all stumble sometimes. But shame and guilt don't have to define us. They don't have to hold us back from living our lives fully and authentically. We can choose to step out of that cycle of negativity and embrace a life filled with peace, joy, and self-acceptance. Here's the deal. Shame tells you something is wrong with you, while guilt says something you did was wrong. Both can be incredibly painful and debilitating, but they are not the truth. Remember, we are all works in progress. We are learning, growing, and evolving every single day. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch those shame and guilt spirals. 1. Acknowledge and accept your feelings. The first step to overcoming anything is acknowledging it. Don't try to bury your feelings of shame or guilt under a rug. Recognize them, feel them, and name them. Saying I'm feeling ashamed right now can be incredibly powerful. It takes the power away from those negative emotions and puts you in control. 2. Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend. Would you berate a friend for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we do that to ourselves? Extend the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness to yourself that you would offer to someone you love. Remember, you're human. You're allowed to make mistakes. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Those negative thoughts running around in your head. They're not facts, they're just interpretations. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Or, focus on what you can control. We can't change the past, but we can definitely shape our future. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, focus your energy on taking positive action moving forward. Make amends where possible, learn from your mistakes, and set intentions for growth. 5. Seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor can be incredibly helpful in processing your emotions and finding healthy coping mechanisms. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let's bring it home with a real-world example. Imagine you made a mistake at work. Maybe you accidentally sent an email to the wrong person or missed a deadline. The shame might be creeping in, making you feel like a complete failure. But here's the thing. Everyone makes mistakes. Instead of letting that one slip up define you, take a deep breath and remember those 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings, practice self-compassion, reframe those negative thoughts, I'm human, I made a mistake, instead of I am a failure, focus on learning from the experience and doing better next time, and if you need to, reach out for support. Remember, inner peace isn't about being perfect, it's about embracing your imperfections with grace and kindness. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and peace no matter what. So let go of those shame and guilt spirals and step into a life filled with joy, authenticity, and empowerment. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to practice self-compassion and overcome some shame or guilt? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast so we can spread this message of emotional strength to even more amazing women like you. You rock. Can't wait to chat again tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.